Blog Talk Radio.
This is Grover Weaver speaking. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on this Monday day, the 11th of July in the year 2011. It is 11 a.m. Central Time here in Texas. We are an hour delayed. We wanted to catch what the president said on his news conference, because it over the weekend the Republicans did what had become customary for them to do, is to get up out of their seat at the deficit ceiling meeting and exit the room. The president had invited them over for the grand bargain to put together a $4 trillion deal that has a combination of cuts and revenue based upon the fact that it's just not fair that the middle class, the working class, and those that are living in poverty would have to do the deal by themselves, while the richest Americans get a free pass, the ones that own jet airplanes, own thoroughbred race horses, ones that have business corporations so big that they pay less in taxes or almost no taxes at all. Warren Buffett, one of the richest, perhaps the richest man in America, bemoaned the fact that his tax rate is lower than his secretary is. That's immoral. And these Republicans are so entrenched in their position that they will not stay in their seats, will not sit in the room, don't want to entertain anything at all about raising revenue. Now, there are four loopholes if it will close another loophole, but they are not for closing a loophole that will reduce the deficit because of their great Ayatollah, Grover Norquist, who stands firmly and very entrenched in his ideology as the Ayatollahs over in Iran and these Middle Eastern countries that do not have a love for American at all. And their feeling, or the net result of that feeling, is the same feeling as those guys over in the Middle East. Grover does not want to see any revenue additionally brought to the government. He want to cut it. You know, he's famously saying he want to drown this here government, get it so small that he can drown it in his bathroom. Now, that's just an idiotic fool, and we've said it again and again. Here's a man that think more of himself, all wrapped up and caught up in his pride, that he think more of himself than he does this here country, and that is despicable. And he are leading the Republican Party around by the nose because he got this here pledge hooked into them that they cannot raise taxes, and if they do raise it, they must also lower it. The net effect is that it must be neutral. The revenue must be neutral. And in a time such as this, it won't help the situation at all to give them a free ride by going over here and killing one rich man dog so that another rich man cat can make it. Yeah, if you take the ethanol subsidy away, then you must also go by and raise up or take the tax rate of the millionaires and billionaires who are sending jobs out of country. You must lower it more to the extent that if you're paying nothing, what is lower than zero? Well, you know what lower than zero is. It's a tax credit, and some of these here companies have gotten money back that didn't pay any money in. So that's what they want. They want pure welfare from the middle class, the working class, and those that are living in poverty. And they're so good about saying that the tax, the income tax, that's the distinction. Income tax are paid by the rich and the poor, the middle class, are not paying income tax. Well, damn it, you don't pay them enough wages. Their wages have not increased in the last 30 years. So based upon the tax code, they are exempt, but not taxes. They pay in taxes. They pay in Social Security tax. So that's why we say Social Security should not be part of any kind of deal that's going on in Washington now. That's totally separate. So that's why I told you the other day I'm all cool with Nancy Pelosi, because Nancy Pelosi said it shouldn't be on that table. If you're going to do anything with Social Security, it needs to be over there by itself. I'll tell you on a little secret that I picked up. Social Security own a lot of that debt, that $14.3 trillion debt that this country is in, because they have went over there and robbed from Social Security in order to give to rich man Paul. And I told you, when they have these tax cuts for the wealthy, the money that they save from the from their earnings, they turn around and reinvest it, or not so much reinvest it, but invest it in the debt. And the government pays them interest on the bond that they sold them. And it is the most ideal way, it is the way that wealth is transferred from the poor to the rich in this country. So we are at that point that when these here guys get up out of their seat, can't stay in their seat, then do, as Cantor say, then we need to go back to the other deal, which is lesser. It's like 1.4 or maybe 2.5 if you add it to it, to the Vice President Biden deal. But we don't know what that deal was. But they want any deal that does not have revenue in it. And John Boehner said, I don't have the tax. And I noticed the president was very sympathetic that Boehner in the situation that he is in. And we've talked about Boehner, how he got himself in the fix that he's in, and I don't feel bad about him at all. When you're out there playing with the dogs, the lions, and the tiger, and you run around and catch a mad dog by the tail, then you got him. You got him. And especially the ones that you got by the ears, you cannot let them go. They're going to eat you up. And that's the way he got Eric Cantor, sent Eric Cantor in these meetings. And Eric Cantor was to sell the tax increase that he knew Obama was going to send. Obama have told him consistently it got to be shared sacrifice. The taxes got to be there. And they try to jump on last Friday's meeting about the unemployment going up to 9.1, and we just can't do it now, we can't do it now. And I think that was the reason that Obama came back this Monday morning with the news conference, to come back and bring the people up to speed on what's going on, and keep some fire, keep their foot to the fire, and say, if you're not going to do it now, when? You're here, this is what you will sit here for, man up, and get the job done. I'm looking for the biggest deal that we can go. And any deal, he said, will have increases in it, and he will not take a short-term one, and he will not allow it to for them to default. Now, he's sharp enough, as he said, if they don't do it, then it's on to them. And he is portraying it. It's a real brilliant move. And they thought, I think they kind of, they nodded off on Obama. And they find that now that Obama got a sharp stick, got one in their eye and the other one up their butt, and it's going to be hard for them to get out of this here fix. Because eventually, these big, they're saying to big business, you need to get involved. That's what was the big mantra this morning on these here talk shows. Business need to get involved. Business sitting back on taking a seat because they done already saw the wink and the nod, and they acknowledge the wink and the nod that they've got from the Republican, because the Republican, the John Boehner, the Evan Cannon, and the Kyles, all of them that think Obama is weak and he's going to blink, but Obama isn't. Obama has listened and read, and he knew how it was the last time, and by positioning himself in the manner that he has, that he is the adult one, he's willing to compromise, I'm willing to go against my party, the Nancy Pelosi part of the wing, the Grover Weaver part of it, who don't want to do it, I'm willing to risk their wrath in order to make the deal for the betterment of America, and they are staying in their position, very entrenched in no tax increase. We can't do this here to the wealthy. And you had this Orrin Hatch, that wretched man, said that the poor ought to be doing more. You foolish bastard. That's what you are. Change your underwear. But it is so such as it is that man is inclined, because of his wretchedness, to see it happen to another, do it to someone else, just don't do it to me. Now, looking at the Sunday paper, I saw how despite we went through this here great recession and the job rate was offered to the public Friday at 9.1 to the blacks, it is much higher than that. I would rate it something like 16%. And we don't have, as well as I know, but you might not realize, you just have 2 cents to every dollar that the white man has. We need, and I just wonder how much longer is it got to be before we get pitchforks and get out in the streets and jack these here people up? Because a time going to come, I'm telling you, America, when no longer will it be okay to accept less so that others can have more. You take less so they can have more. That is so wretched. But Obama said, I want a grand bargain, and if you can't do it now, when? So you got to stop listening to those voices, those other voices in your part or in your group, or the voices that you hear in your head. It's just not fair to let them go off into a debt increase, into default, and then the rate is jacked up on your car loan, your mortgage loan, and your credit card bill, because they don't want to ask the wealthiest to pay more. And he said, if there's no budge, if they don't budge, there's no deal. I like that idea. And he's going to bring it all the way down to the end, and I'm telling you, the Republican going to blink first, because business is not going to tolerate it. The poor peoples, I think Obama got their back. And someone such as myself, who get one of them $80 million government checks each month, I don't believe we're going to suffer a great loss. But if I do have to, well, so be it. So be that. But the idea is the worst I can lose is a couple of hundred. But there are others who are going to lose a couple of billions, a couple of millions, a couple of thousand. And those are the ones that have the ear and the eye and the phone number of the Republicans, and they're going to get on the thing real quick. The same thing going to happen August the 2nd. My check of Social Security pension check is not due in my account until the second Wednesday of each month. I am betting on Obama and the fairness and the morality of this here situation that it will be there on that date, and the Republican Party will accept a deal that's balanced, where there's some taxes on the table to bring forward a program and that will help America get its citizens back to work, that will continue to send her children to college and qualify for loans and the scholarship that it takes, that they will start rebuilding and doing what we need to do to solidify and strengthen our infrastructure, that will make sure our education system is right. I believe that. Well, that's all we're going to say, because a lot could be said, but we have said enough. The president has spoken, and now the punditry will talk about it, and we will consider where the Republicans are willing to take the party from here. The weather in Texas is still expected to be 100 degrees today. We pray God that he will grant a breeze will blow. And if you're out there in that heat, you will wear light-colored clothes and drink water and move pretty slowly. And may God be with you until you can get into that air. And we'll be back here Wednesday, hopefully at our regular time at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. And we will greet you then in the name of Christ Jesus our Lord. Until then, be blessed.